Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels, and welcome to the show tonight. I'm excited to be here. And we've got what I did the show tonight is we've got a really cool schedule coming up with a lot of new hosts, and they've got some really different shows coming out. So I want to go over that. And, Angel Coaches, my goal, okay, because I am Angel Coaches. I started this my company a few years ago, not so long ago. And I've been doing radio for a few years. And one of the things that I want to do, because let me back it up a little bit, my bliss and what I love to do is help people find their purpose and their bliss and live it, be it, and follow it, however that works, right? So my bliss is to help these new shows or these new talk shows to come on and really represent that. So I've got a new show coming on this week, at the end of the week. It's actually on Thursday. And my dog wants in. Come on in. Yeah, I've got a little French bulldog. Come on. My goal is let me back it up. I have a new show, as I said, coming in. Come on, River. I've got two dogs here, Breeze and River. River's my Chesapeake Bay Retriever rescue, and Breeze is my little Frenchie. But once again, my goal is to have a show host or talk shows, whether it's me or anybody else, that really they're purpose-driven and they want to help others achieve the life of their dreams. And so this gal, she's a single mom. She owns a ranch and building a new house, and she started out with nothing. And she has a skincare business, a ranch business, a horse business, and she wants to leave a legacy. And she's going to talk and show you guys how to leave a legacy if that's what you choose. And how cool is that, right? Living and being and leaving a legacy. So you don't have to not be here anymore to enjoy it. You can create it, enjoy it, and show others how to do that. And so I'm excited about on that one. In the past couple of weeks, I have I've actually had Dane and Tony on, two girls. They're so sweet. They have been in a relationship for 25 years, started a new business and doing quite well with it. And they're going to be talking about facing your fears and how do you do that, right? Facing your fears and having courage and creating the life of your dreams. And it's a real honor to be able to work with them. And you guys don't want to miss it because they have rescue animals and they just love their life. And they'll share with us how you can face your fears and, that will inspire you and live the life of your dreams. And these girls have been through a lot of challenges up and down, and they live the life of their dreams and meditation and love. And Tony told me the other day, she goes, you know what, Cherie, we create heaven on earth, and we all can do that. And so she says, I'd like to help people be the best version of themselves that they can be. And they're very, very much into philanthropy, giving back, and showing you how you can do the same. You know, sometimes it's not about how much, but it can be about time. It can be about money. It can be about supporting what you love to do and you would like to do. And, I remember what I like to do is I like to help inspire kids with cancer and help them, right? You know, with meditation. You know, you can give money, you can give time, but meditation and show them how to find their power, because that's what I'm like. That's what I like to do, show people how they can be the best version of themselves, find their power, whether they believe in God, the angels, Buddha. It doesn't really matter to me, but when you can find that part of you that can be the best you can be, right? And so these girls will show you how to do that. And they do a big business with helping animals, rescue animals. I think they've got like 7 or 10 cats, dogs, and they donate to events and all that. So, they're gonna talk about that, facing your fears. Because, a lot of times we have money fears, we have fears with health. But how do you have the courage to do that? So they started talking about that last week, and they're going to do it again this week. Their show's on Wednesday at 10 o'clock East Coast time. And Tony and Dane. And then they also have, they build catios, and they want to help cats and dogs and have the best quality of things that will help them, like catios and scratching pads, and and dog toys and dog things that will help you take care of your dogs, right? And that's so important. And dogs and cats, and how to take care of yourself and how to meditate, and they're into yoga and they're super healthy. And they you know, there are some people that are old at 18 and some people that are young at 70 and are 90 or whatever. These girls really represent that. So you don't want to miss it. Okay, you'll laugh, it'll make you smile, but you'll get some ideas about creating a great life. And then Leaving a Legacy and Creating and Building Leaving a Legacy, that's Amy. And Amy's wonderful with that. love her. And then you've got Lisa. I love Lisa. She's an energy healer, and she'll show you how you can take energy and heal yourself. Tony and Dane have done that. Tony especially, she was on depression medicine for 25 years, and she uses a doctor, a regular MD, and then she pulled herself, or actually she had help with the naturopath doctor, and now she does everything with naturopath and also uses a regular MD, and how she did that, and she's talked and shared her story with that. So, and then you also have Amy, who's, as I said, leaving, building, and creating a legacy, because she started with nothing, and look at her now, and she's living the life of her dreams. So she'll, you know, and how you can do the same, building the house of her dreams, having great kids. One of her kids is in gymnastics and is aspiring to be an Olympic hopeful. How cool is that, right? And that, you know, our kids sometimes can be a challenge, right? So, and then, like I said, I am Tari, and law of attraction, showing people how to live their bliss, be their bliss. That's what I do. And, you know, I left you a message this morning, or did a little bit of a quick show this morning. It was wonderful because, you know, I listened to Grant Cardone, How to Be the Best. And he was talking, and I mentioned it this morning, about how to dominate yourself, right? Now we thought dominate meant, because I love to run, and that's what I do. I ran a couple of miles this evening. But I thought, like, being the best, like, you know, competing with others. And that's not what it's about. It's not even competing with yourself, you know. It's about competing or about dominating your space. When I went out to run today, it was like I was running and being able to stop and develop animals, right? Part of what I like to do is support animals, support kids with cancer, helping everybody find their power. And that gives me bliss. And so it's about dominating who I am, you know, like my space, you know, instead of focusing on, you know, problems, I focus on solutions, right? If I focus on problems, then that's what I'm going to, you know, spend my time doing and just creating more problems, right? And so I said, okay, let me focus on the solution. If I want to be the best runner I can be, then it means dominating my space. So getting the right exercise, getting the right diet, you know, and nutrition and getting enough sleep, and believing in myself. So every day I do meditation. Right now I'm listening to Grant Cardone because that's about personal development. And also, you know, personal development, meditation, and the right foods. And I have a nutrition company, or, you know, Mind, Body, Spirit, a nutrition program that I'm really promoting because I'm using it and it does work, right? So, you know, that's what I like to do, Mind, Body, Spirit. So anyway, on that note, what was I going to say? I'm sorry because I'm extremely tired tonight. I've ran and worked and everything. Please forgive me. But I wanted to end this, you know, end today with kicking off the new week and some of the new shows that we have, okay? And I'm looking for new people that can be on Angel Coaches Network here, you know what I mean, and bring something new to the table. And because, man, we all want to make a difference, right, I think. And if you have certain things that you like to do, or you are events or causes that you like to support, then, you know, get on here and talk about it. Why you like to support them and what you're passionate about. And I'm looking for new guests. I'm looking for new speakers. I'm looking for new show hosts, because my goal is to take Angel Coaches and myself, Tari Abbott, and become the best known all around the world as the best inspirational, motivational, life, and spiritual coach out there. And that we help people find, be, and follow their bliss. And, you know, my goal is to reach 7.3 billion people, okay, or more, because that's who's on the planet. I'm going to be able to do that with the internet. And if I won't, if I can't do it with the internet, because there are places that don't have the internet, then I asked Kami if she would lease me a horse or camel or something, so I could go out there and people will know how they can be the best version of themselves, because they're going to work with me and or my company and my organization. And that's what I want to do. I've got an amazing nutrition program that will help you. That will help you lose weight, get healthy, get strong, and be the best version of yourself. Because if you're not, if you don't have that, the body of your dreams, and that's one of my goals, to be to be as healthy as I possibly can, and to have the strong body, mind, and spirit. And you need a great nutrition program. You need a great meditation, and you also need a strong, you know, doing things that give you juice. And where do you get your juice from? And so I'm kicking off my nutrition program, and I'd love to introduce you guys to it. So if you want to know what I do and you will want to, and you want to do the same thing or want some guidance on that, then please text me, 954-636-9401. Hit me up on Instagram, Angel Coaches, Being a Fit Couple, because that's me and my guy. We work together. If you want to work from home, and you want to be your own boss, and you want to travel the world, you want to have money for your kids, which I do, because I've surprised him. This summer we're going on a safari in Africa, and you want to be your own boss, then please, 954-636-9401, I'll show you that, or you can go on YouTube, and you can see one of my videos there about being your own boss. And I'm all over the map tonight, because I've had an extremely long day, and had a lot going on. And I'm just glad to be here to share this with you. So you're going to hear a lot more from me. You're going to hear a lot more from the people that have got shows on Angel Coaches. I've worked with them, and they're being the best version they can. And if you want to cover a subject, then please let me know. I'm pretty excited. Not pretty excited. I'm really excited. I have a young man coming on my show, not this week, but the following week, because my family's coming in town, my mom and my stepmother and my dad, and they're going to be here, my daughter. So it's going to be wonderful. But we have a guy coming on Angel Coaches. His name is Josh, and he is creating great games, designing them and creating them. And he got it from the Me Too movement. And also, you know, we have a stereotype that we think men should be or women should be. He says maybe they're, you know, it's not about being gay or straight. It's not being about asexual. He goes, it's all of that. He goes, but the best part about it is being the hero in our own lives, right? You know, men don't need to be a, you know, like whatever we think a man should be. Maybe a man is, you know, someone who is, you know, computer. Maybe a guy is or a girl is a computer, not geek, but, you know, into computers. But whatever they are, they don't have to be what society wants them to be. They can be whoever they're meant to be, right? As parents, sometimes we have a daughter, we want them to be what we want them to be. But souls, people, are coming to the planet doing what they're meant to be. And that's being the best version of themselves. And however that looks, right? As I said, you know, so he's designing games where kids that, you know, have been put on the back row or not lifted up because they maybe they're not the high school jock, maybe they're not the cheerleader, but they are who they are and being the best version of who they are. And he is designing games. Once again, I'm telling you this, and you don't want to miss it. He said, Tari, I've got, and that's my purpose. I want to help kids. I want to help teens. I want to help young adults. He goes, I want to help 80-year-olds be the best version of themselves, you know, and live with happiness and joy and bliss and be in their bliss rather than just existing. How cool is that, right? So he's going to be a speaker not this coming Friday, but then following Friday. And I will post the time on that because I'm not quite sure. So excited about that. And so anyway, got an idea for show, please hit me up with a text or an email, 954-636-9401. I think I've left that five times. Or if you want to email me, Teree, T-E-R-R-Y-E-E, at angelcoaches.org. And please follow our show. You know, I feel like that I've got a lot of work to do and I've got a lot of growth, but hey, it's a journey, not a destination. And my goal is to always, always lead with my heart and help as many people as I can. I do that and say that every morning. I'm commanding my conscious and my subconscious to help as many people as I can today. And I got that actually from Tony Robbins. And, And I want to talk, I want people to know about angel coaches and myself, because, you know, if we can do that, you know, myself and angel coaches, then imagine touching 7.3 billion people, you know, on the internet or with a horse or a camel or something to reach them. And that's my goal. All right. And I've got a great nutrition program that'll help you lose weight, gain weight, maintain your weight, but most of all, feel great and get great nutrition. If you have that, you know, I write my goals down every day. I am grateful for being healthy. I am grateful for taking angel coaches and to re-appet around the world to be the best life spiritual coach that I can be. And that's just a couple of them. I'm grateful to be the best version of myself. Because when I say I am, that's that part of me that's connected to my higher power called God. And grateful means that it's already happening. It's already happening. It's not something I'm looking to create. It's already being created. So that's what I do every morning. Tomorrow morning I'll get up and say good morning to you. But just remember this, Bill Gates, right? I left this on a show that I did on Friday. He said, this isn't it, right? This is great. He said, it's not your fault if you were born broke, okay? Do you understand? But it is your fault and if you're bitching and complaining and staying broke. Okay, because there's so many opportunities out there, and I like it, right? You know. So how can you, and I want to say this, Grant Cardone said, it's our duty and our obligation to create money, to create opportunities for our children and our family. And just remember, that's your duty and obligation. Isn't that cool? Right? That's my duty and obligation to do it with my family. And my daughter and my dad and my stepmother are coming in, and, you know, and it's your duty and obligation too. So you can do it with joy and love by finding your bliss and being your bliss and learning how to have fun opportunity with that. Or you can just exist. Living with bliss and joy is a lot more fun, I think. All right. You guys have a wonderful rest of your evening with your family, and call me, text me, let me help you. Okay. Being your own boss. Getting on a great program that will, a nutrition program, and have a wonderful now. Okay? Take care, everybody.